Nina Simone, My Baby Just Cares For Me. It's perfect. It's 6 minutes to two. An hour and a half ago, we gave Rod McKenzie a series of questions that you called in. He joins me now with the answers.
Thanks, Emma. Murray Clark from Droitwich says, what happened to all the earth that they dug out of the Channel Tunnel? Well, there were 7 million tons of it, 4 million from the UK, 3 million from France, enough, if you like, to bury Wembley Stadium 13 times over.
Wow.
In the UK, the earth has been added to the lower Shakespeare Cliff at Dover. That's all been landscaped as recreation and conservation areas for local people.
Good.
And in France, it was all mixed up to form slurry, then dumped in a lake, and it's going to turn into hills when the water evaporates. Sounds a bit bizarre, but there you are. The anonymous faxer says, how much does it cost to train a nurse, and what's the rate of unemployment in this profession? Well, a few years back, reckoned to be about £30,000 to train a nurse. The unemployment rate is 2% for nurses. This rises to 7% for newly qualified nurses, and that compares with the general rate for the rest of us of 9.5%.
And how much does a nurse get paid?
Well, you've got me there. I don't have the figures for that.
I think I know. I think it starts at 8,000, it ends at 12 or something like that.
Right.
Pretty shameful.
Tom O'Dowd from Wolverhampton says, do companies have systems in order to manufacture marijuana for the time when it becomes decriminalised? How much would it be for a packet of 20? Well, if it was properly licensed, it could be sold as ready-rolled joints. It would be sold with strong health warnings. We reckon a quarter of an ounce, that's about the size of a matchbox, would probably cost about 25 quid.
Mm.
It might also be sold in bottles as cannabis oil, and people would grow it themselves. So it's not known which manufacturers would actually get involved, because, of course, this is against the law, and manufacturers don't like to sort of publicly involve themselves in things that are against the law. So no real guess as to how much it would cost.
If there was a public health warning on it, what do you suppose it would say?
This can damage your health in some way.
This could damage your mind.
I think
in
it's
some
to do
odd
with,
way.
Yeah.
This could make you forget things over a long period of time. This could.
You tell us.